When all this became available, you're looking at a package of around about $5 million that you would assist customers. So what sorts of things were you doing that would help them?
Yeah, look, last year, you know, around March, you know, as COVID was emerging, we recognised the impact it was going to have on Tasmanians and, you know, broadly the Tasmanian economy. So we put together this $5 million support fund. And the support fund's available for residential and small business customers. And, you know, it includes things like waiving interest and other charges for customers, freezing debt, where, you know, where appropriate, and also in some instances, you know, just putting customers on the right payment plans and arrangements for them to, you know, enter into a plan that can repay their energy debt in a way that they can afford.
What were you finding with the people that were accessing the scheme? You know, were they really desperate, or were they just trying to sort of, you know, manage things a bit better with a budget? A reduced budget, of course, because of the pandemic.
Yeah, I look at, you know, it's interesting. There's a whole range of obviously different circumstances for people, but you know, I think COVID's impacted Tasmanians in a lot of different ways. You know, we've had a lot of really emotional people on the phone, and just so grateful that they've been able to receive the support. You know, we feel grateful to be able to provide it to them. To be honest with you, Martin, but you know, we're seeing circumstances where, you know, in the household, someone's either, you know, lost their job or their income's been reduced, and that's impacted. That's had the knock-on impact of being able to pay bills, which energy is always, you know, one of those key ones. So, you know, so we've had a whole range of those sort of situations when we've spoken to customers, you know that have been struggling.
We keep hearing from the experts that we're going to have ongoing mental health issues from the pandemic. We know that the JobKeeper, for example, is being slightly reduced, and it's almost like we're going to get not a second wave of COVID, but we're going to get a second wave of people in dire straits. And the good thing about this scheme, though, the $5 million you've made available, only about $1 million has been accessed so far, so there's still plenty there for people to take advantage of.
Yeah, exactly, Martin. You know, and look, I just for those out there that, you know, you have been impacted by COVID and, you know, your circumstances have changed and you are struggling to pay your energy bill, you know, we just give us a call. We'd love to chat to you and talk to you about your circumstances and how we might be able to help. And that might, you know, might not necessarily be the support fund. It might be just chatting to you about how you can get greater control over the consumption of your energy in your household.
As I said, there's only been about a million of the 5 million accessed. Why do you think that is, Kane? Is it just because we're a little bit too proud as Tasmanians to ask for help?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't have any data or evidence to support it, but I certainly think that's one thing. I think that, you know, when one of the things that we have found through this is that there's a lot of people that have had energy debt that haven't previously had energy debt, if that makes sense. Mm. So what we're calling, you know, maybe newly vulnerable customers that aren't used to accessing the support that's available for them. So, and, you know, there might be some of those people that are a little bit proud to receive that support. So I think that's certainly one. And, you know, maybe the impacts of COVID had a bit of a longer tail than what we may have thought. And so, you know, what we're seeing is maybe some of the energy debt that people are accruing more of that just recently as opposed to, you know, in the months immediately following COVID.
Yeah, I think we're going to be feeling the impact for a fair while longer. And obviously, you know, it could be that some people don't even know that they can access these sort of packages and assistance. So hopefully we can get the word out there for you a bit more today.
Yeah, thanks, Martin. And like I said, you know, if you're in one of those situations, please give us a call. We'd love to chat to you and help you.
So just ring the normal 1300 number?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Normal 1300 number, 1300
2003. Okay, terrific. Well, Kane, there's plenty of money there to help, and I think, you know, the answer's always no until you ask, so people should be getting on the phone and having a talk to Aurora. It's great that you're able to do this, and hopefully it'll help a lot of Tasmanians, because we know there's more pain to come with the pandemic. We haven't seen the last of COVID, that's for sure, but thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, Martin. Thanks for having me on.